Bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
Pastor's note, soon you will be receiving Advent devotions written by my good friend and fellow Lutheran Hour Ministries pastor, the Reverend Wayne Palmer. He is an excellent writer and a beloved brother. May God bless his writing and your reading. A text for a devotion from the third chapter of Colossians. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. And be thankful. A number of years ago, I had the opportunity to perform a wedding service for a very special couple. Although the family was relatively well known, the wedding itself was very small. When I asked the bride why, she replied, "I'm not going to hug somebody I don't know." That feeling was not shared by Greta Pesky, who married Tony Hokanson at Celebration Lutheran Church in Sartell, Minnesota, this past October 10th. Indeed, Greta reserved a dance at the reception for a man whom she had met only once in her life. Even so, that man was, in some ways, responsible for that wedding taking place. Let me share. The name of the 51-year-old man from Arkansas was Danny Daniels. In 2007, he was contacted by medical personnel. They told him that the test showed he was a good bone marrow match for a high school girl who had come down with leukemia. They wanted to know if he would consent to helping her out. Greta thankfully acknowledges he didn't have to do what he did, that is, help her, but he did. Because of his donation, Greta survived, fell in love, and was married, and she had a dance with Daniels to show her appreciation. When I read that story, I couldn't forget the line, "He didn't have to do what he did, but he did." That line described Danny Daniels, and it most certainly describes the work of the Savior. After Adam and Eve's disobedience and sin, they, with all of their descendants, were doomed to die. There was no escape. There was no cure. There was nothing they could do other than wait for a bitter and terrible end. It was then that the Lord decided to help us. He would do what was necessary to save us. Nobody asked him to make a sacrifice. He did what he did because, along with being a just God, he is also merciful. It was that attribute, along with grace, which had him send his Son to save us. Of course, this was not a simple bone marrow transplant. Not at all. This procedure which would save us, the process which would rescue us, called for Jesus to give up his life in a most painful manner. This he would do after having been rejected by his country, his religion, and even his own hometown. He didn't have to do what he did, but he did. Now all who are given faith in the Redeemer, with repentant hearts, are forgiven and saved. Now those who are redeemed and rescued show their thanks to the Lord, not with a dance at their wedding, but by living every day of their lives as if it were a real Thanksgiving day. We pray. Dear Lord, you didn't have to do what you did, but you did. May my life reflect the thanksgiving I feel in my heart. This I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.